You are listening to Sibling Jabber, episode 27. Love the old, the old. Everybody, I'm Roy.
Meow.
So, how has your past week been?
It's been a rough week.
Why is that, care to mention?
I had the flu.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm still getting over it, so if I start coughing, I apologize.
No problem. I've been there. I hope you get better. Quickly.
Thanks. Welcome. Thanks. I'm pretty much there. I just have the cough still.
Good. Hopefully you'll be good to go for the weekend.
Yeah. How was your week?
Good. I learned two things this week.
So and what are those?
The first thing, I live near Staples, and I drive by it constantly. And I just noticed the other day that the name, the logo Staples, like it's just spelled out Staples, but the L is actually a half open staple. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. I have never noticed that before.
I don't think I have.
The other day I'm driving by, I'm like, that L looks a little funny. Oh, wait. Oh, it's a staple. You know, like the bottom part of the staple's open, so it makes an L.
Check it out next time I pass my Staples.
Yeah. The other thing I learned is my TV show curse continues because I finally found a show, a Netflix original show that's like under half an hour that was really good. I got so into it. I was getting ready to cancel Netflix because all they have are hour-long shows, nothing good for half an hour, and I finally found one. I'm excited. It's called Everything Sucks. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's a period piece based in the 90s. These kids that are in high school in 1996. And so the whole soundtrack's all 90s. You know, they're wearing the 90 clothes, all that stuff. But it's a really good... I don't know. I don't know if I would call it a drama, maybe, with some comedy, but... it really dives into the relationships of all the characters in it. Well, specifically two characters, but it goes into other ones too. And it's really good. And I'm watching it. I finished the season. I look up to see more information about it. It came out last February in 2018, and there hasn't been anything new. So I'm looking up stuff. Well, it got canceled. They're not going to come out with a second season.
Oh, you should have known with a show called Everything Sucks.
I know. The ironic thing is not everything sucks, just the one thing sucks, that it got canceled. The whole show was good. Everything was good except for it getting canceled. So, hopefully they'll come out with, I know Netflix before has done like a movie to kind of end the series. So, I don't know if they'll do that with this, especially since it's only had one season, but hopefully they at least... There was like one little cliffhanger at the end, which doesn't bother you too much, but there was something left off there, so hopefully they can end it.
Yeah. What have they done that for?
What's that show called? Sense8, I know, is one of the shows that they did it for. That ran, I think, three seasons, and there was a petition for that, and a lot of people wrote Netflix, so they ended up giving it like a two-hour series finale. So,
gotcha.
If you have seen Everything Sucks, anybody out there, and you're upset because it's not coming back, write them, and hopefully we'll get something. All right, let's go into. I don't think did we talk about Razzies last week? Who the winners were?
We did not.
I don't think so. I missed it somehow. So let's dive into the Razzies here and see who won for this past year. It was a 2019 Razzies for the 2018 movies. We have the worst supporting actor goes to John C. Reilly for Holmes and Watson.
Aww. I still want to see that movie, though.
The worst supporting actress goes to what's her name? Kellyanne Conway. Is that Kellyanne, right?
Are you not looking at it? I don't know who you're talking
Well, like how
about.
you say her what's her name that works for Trump? Because there was that documentary Fahrenheit
Oh,
11/9. So
that's super funny.
yeah, so Conway won for worst act worst supporting actress. So then, of course, worst actor since there was that Fahrenheit 11/9 movie goes to Donald Trump, and the
Nice.
worst actress goes to Melissa McCarthy for Happy Time Murders.
Oh.
The worst
I
director go
still don't want to see that.
worst director goes to Ethan Coen for Holmes and Watson, and the worst movie for 2018 went to, do you have
Holmes
a
and
guess?
Watson.
Yes, Holmes and Watson.
Oh.
So those were our Razzies for last year. Well, did you know that Wolverine escaped? They
No
can't find
way.
him. Yeah, they can't find him. He's somewhere wandering around in the wilderness.
Well, we're all safer for it.
Yeah, and Quebec Zoo, they had their Wolverine escape, and it's not the first time that it escaped. It also escaped last summer, and it was free for 3 months that time. But so now it escaped, and some passengers have videotaped it as it was running around on the road near the town. But
Oh.
they said that don't worry, it's does not pose a threat to public. Wolverines are not dangerous by nature.
Dude just wants to hang out outside of the zoo. He just wants to see some places. Get
Hey,
out there in the world.
what's going on in Quebec, eh?
Find others like him.
Well, in Toledo, Ohio, they have passed a new bill that gives Lake Erie pretty much the same legal rights as a human being.
What?
Yeah. So now you can file suits against other people for polluting Lake Erie on behalf of Lake Erie if you live in Toledo.
Sweetness.
Yeah. So the measure gives residents the right to take legal action on behalf of the lake when its right to flourish and naturally evolve has been violated. Now, there's a farm very nearby, Drew's Farm in Custer, Ohio, which is now filing a lawsuit against that new law, claiming that the measure is unconstitutional and puts the farm at risk of liability if any fertilizer enters the lake's watershed. Now, because the farm is so close to it and they have to fertilize their farms, if there's any runoff, from rain and stuff, if there's any runoff and any of that soil gets into the lake, then technically that people can sue Drew's Farm on behalf of the lake.
I mean, I understand the reasons behind making the law because it enforces not polluting.
Right.
But that kind of stinks for the farm.
Maybe they should make an exception.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they're dumping stuff into the lake, so.
Right.
No, we'll have to see what happens with that.
Interesting.
Hey, did you know there was ice in Iceland?
I did not.
So if you're going, say you take a vacation trip to Iceland and you see this big chunk of ice that's right at the edge of the beach right there, and it looks like a throne, what are you going to do?
So I don't know. I don't know what I would do, but I'm assuming you're wanting me to say sit on it.
I want you to say whatever you want to say. I mean, that's what I would do. Hey, let me go sit on it. Hey, take a picture for me. Sitting on this. So that's what one grandma did, and she is now being dubbed the Iceberg Queen. So she went,
Nice.
and there were other people that went out and did this, and she goes, "Oh, that's cool." And she saw them do it, so she goes out, sits on it, takes a pic. They take a picture of her, and as she's doing it, it starts take being taken out into the
Oh,
ocean.
no.
So the chunk of ice is being carried into the ocean. And yeah, because it broke off from the rest of the ice that it was on. And so somebody had to go out there. There was a licensed boat captain from Florida, actually, that was there, and he went out and saved her, got her off, and brought her back to shore.
Oh, I feel for her. That'd be just my luck.
Yeah, she has the all the pictures are posted, so you can see them online if you look up Iceberg Queen or Iceland Throne, anything like that, and it'll come up. Right. How about Lucky Charms? Do you like Lucky Charms?
They're okay.
I actually had Lucky Charms this morning. Now, come to think of it, I saw a box of chocolate Lucky Charms the other day at the grocery store, so I picked it up. It was pretty tasty. You ever have the chocolate one?
I did not know they existed.
It's like my favorite cereal. My favorite cereal of all time is Count Chocula, which is basically chocolate Lucky Charms. So,
Really? Maybe I
really,
just.
what?
I don't remember Count Chocula. Maybe
Oh,
that's
it's
why.
so good. There's three that come out in like around Halloween time. There's that one, and
I
there's
feel like we
Frank.
talked about this around Halloween time.
What's that?
I said I feel like we talked about this during Halloween time.
Possibly. There's that, there's Frankenberry, and then there's the Boo Berry.
Yeah.
Well, well, when you think Lucky Charms, you're thinking like Saturday morning, waking up, eat your Lucky Charms, watch some cartoons back in the
Sure.
day,
Not exactly what I did. I've never been a breakfast eater, so.
Well, there's a brewery called Smart Mouth Brewery in Virginia that made national headlines because it came out with a beer called Saturday Morning. And what the beer is it's a Lucky Charms flavored beer.
Huh.
They sold out in an hour and a half of this beer. It was a limited
Wow.
edition beer. It's made with pounds of marshmallows, some of which they toasted, along with tropical fruity calypso hops.
Ew. Oh.
You can
My.
find some people are selling them on eBay. They're going for anywhere from like $75 on up to hundreds of dollars for maybe a pack of four.
Gross. So gross. Ew.
You don't want to try Lucky Charms beer?
No. Well, first of all, I hate the taste of beer. Like, it is so disgusting. Let alone throwing marshmallows and fruit into it.
I'm
Ew. Ew.
guessing at that
Let
point
me
it
tell
doesn't.
you. Go ahead.
I'm just guessing at that point it doesn't taste like a beer anymore. It tastes more like a hard, like those spiked lemonades or something.
No, but it's gotta taste like beer has that gross yeasty taste, like ugh. So you got it, like that's gotta come through and my stomach's turning a little bit. So gross. Just thinking about it. Doesn't help that my flu medicine makes me really nauseous. Oh.
Well, Smart Mouth Brewery has not decided if they're going to make any more batches of this. So if they do end up making more batches, maybe I'll have to take a drive down and buy a six pack so I can share it with you.
Yeah, I'll pass. Thanks, though. I appreciate the thought.
Nah, no problem. I was thinking about you.
I know.
Did you hear about the sisters, aged 5 and aged 8, that were lost in the woods for 2 days?
No.
What's so funny?
Because you took such a long pause after the word sisters, and I was like, what sisters? Maybe I have. I don't know. I'm a sister. I heard about me.
Leah, aged 8, and her sister Caroline, aged 5, were home on a Friday afternoon, and they asked their mother if they can go out and play. Their mom said no. They were outside, but they asked if they can go out and over to the woods. They live right near woods. Asked if they can go play in the woods a little bit. Mother said no. Well, next thing mother knows, she turns around and they're gone. They decided they wanted to go in the woods anyway. It was actually the 5-year-old telling the 8-year-old, hey, let's go on a little bit of an adventure. And the 8-year-old wasn't so sure, but 5-year-old convinced her to. So they went out into the woods, walked around, ended up getting lost. And they were stuck in there, lost for 44 hours until they were found. They used their outdoor skills that they learned from their local 4-H club to survive. They were eating, they brought some granola bars with them. They had them outside with them. So they kind of rationed those and ate the granola bars. And they drank water droplets off of leaves. They used the leaves to catch the water. But yeah, they did a pretty good job of surviving. They didn't, once they realized that they were pretty lost, they stopped walking. Because they were told, if you ever get lost, make sure you don't wander off anywhere. Stay in the same place so you can be found easily.
Right.
And so...
Wow, smart girls.
Yeah, the rescue teams ended up finding them from... they found some footprints, and they found the granola bar wrappers, which helped lead them to where they were. So
where's this at?
This was in California. Benbow, California.
Huh. Smart girls. Got lost
about Friday at 2:30 p.m. and found around, guess it would be, what, about 10, 11 o'clock Sunday morning. And they said it was it was actually pretty cold, too. So they were surviving being cold. They wrapped themselves up in their raincoat that they had and huddled together to keep themselves warm.
So here's my question to you.
Okay.
These are your two girls. When they get home, are you more mad that they left or proud that they survived?
I'm more proud.
Or the fact that, like, yay, they're back home.
Yeah, well, obviously that's the first thing. Like, yes, they were found. But then, yeah, like, I mean, you might be a little mad, but you're pretty proud of them too. So, because once they got lost, they knew, you know, all right, we got to start surviving here, you know. So, right.
So do you punish them?
I don't know. It's a good question. That's something you have to be in the moment to realize. Because they were kind of, I mean, they have to be punished, but at the same time, they kind of already had a punishment, so that might be enough. So, I don't know.
Did they? But had a lot of fun.
Well, no, they were actually pretty scared, especially the older sister was very scared because there's known to be mountain lions around the area.
Right.
And it said that I can't remember if it was just one of them or both of them ended up crying the whole first night. Mm-hmm. Because they were scared of the mountain lions.
Oh.
Well, yeah, they didn't have that many granola bars, so they were pretty hungry, too.
Right.
Yeah, it said the... So the older sister cried that whole night, and so the younger one told her to think happy thoughts of our family, and she stayed up all night to keep watch.
Aww. Look at that little sister.
Nope.
That's what happens when you get older.
Or
You
actually,
start
I'm sorry.
worrying more.
I said that backwards. I saw just now. The one that was crying was the younger one, the 5-year-old,
Oh, okay.
and the 8-year-old was the one that that comforted her and stayed up and watched all night.
Gotcha. I thought it was a little weird, but then I was like, well, maybe when you get older, you start
Well,
worrying more, so.
did say the younger sister was the rebellious one at first. She's the one that wanted to go out and go for a further voyage. So,
Well, good for those two for figuring out what to do.
yeah. All right, Danielle. Well, we talked previously about doing a Mount Rushmore of actors slash actresses. And
Yes.
who would be on our list for our, who we think the best slash our favorites are. So
Yes.
let's see who we picked in our Mount Rushmore of Actors segment. Rushmore has how many faces, Danielle?
Four.
Four. All right. How do we want to do this? Do we want to go back and forth, or do we want to go one person does all theirs first?
It doesn't matter to me.
All right.
We could go back and forth. Let's go back and forth.
All right. You go
So
ahead
let me
first, and
tell
oh, go ahead.
you. Go ahead. Oh, my list was very hard to make because I don't have any actor that I like am always following. You know what I mean? Like, mine is more in the moment of a movie or two. So
Okay.
that's going to be my pre-warning, with the exception of one actor. Okay. That's my pre-warning. Go ahead.
Okay. Would you go ahead? You can start and tell me in no particular order who is one of the people on your Mount Rushmore.
My first one, and I figured this could be dead or alive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my first one is Robin Williams, because when I was a little kid, I was obsessed with all Robin Williams movies. Like, our little brother hated me because every time it was my turn to pick a movie, I would always pick like Flubber or Mrs. Doubtfire. Or I forget, there was one other one that he was in that I always watched. I'm sure he could tell you. But
Jumanji.
no, actually, that's the one I hated that he was in. I never wanted to watch Jumanji. It's just a scary movie for a kid, man. And I liked board games, so that was like my one of my it wasn't one of my worst fears, but that would be. But I figured you got to have a funny guy on the mountain to keep everybody laughing, so he's my one.
Okay. Well, that's good because I don't have a funny guy on my mountain.
Oh, who's gonna crack all the jokes?
So hopefully our mountains are close together.
Good.
It's weird. I didn't think of this until now. I ended up with a list of let's see, six people that I had to narrow down and pick out my four, and none of my six people are necessarily like comedians. Like n they're not known for comedy movies, so interesting. Okay, well, I will say, let's see. Al Pacino is on my mountain, my Mount Rushmore.
You would
So, I
have
mean,
him there.
he's gonna be.
Is your mountain just going to be a bunch of gangsters? Like, I
I
just feel like yours is going to be the monster mountain.
no.
It is. Yeah, it
I
is.
guess
The guy
technically
from Sopranos is going to be next. I just feel
Technically, three of
it.
them have been in gangster movies. I believe the third one has been, but
Oh boy.
no. But Al Pacino, I mean, Robert De Niro didn't even cut my top six. So Al Pacino, yeah, he's just from all his gangster movies he's done have been terrific. And then other things, which actually I can't even think off the top of my head that he has done that has not been a gangster movie, has also been pretty great. So I couldn't pass them up. I had to put them up on the top list.
I can honestly say that I do not believe I have ever seen anything he's in.
Oh, wow.
I could be wrong.
How about Any Given Sunday? There, he was a coach on the for the football team on that movie.
No, actually, I do think I saw something he was in, but I only saw the end half hour of the movie. And I don't remember who, like, I think Ryan Reynolds was in it, but I don't know. I don't remember it that well. It was on TV. So
Yeah,
there you
I
go.
mean, and
Maybe.
just going through his mafia movies. I mean, he's done the Godfather movies. He did Scarface. He did Heat with him and Val Kilmer and De Niro. He did Carlito's Way, Donnie Brasco. Just a ton of great movies. Right, your turn.
Okay. My next one is James McAvoy
All right.
because I am kind of obsessed with his acting right now. Not obsessed, but after watching Split and Glass, I just think he's so awesome and he has a million different faces to his acting. But only one on the mountain.
Oh, gosh.
No, I've always liked him as an actor. Like I've liked the movies he's been in. I guess that's wrong. I've liked the movies he's been in, but I've never realized that I liked his acting. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? And so, but I
And then
really
you put it
appreciated his
together.
acting in these movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put it together and you're like, oh, that's a common theme there. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I like all those movies.
Yeah. Yep. So that's
Right.
my next one.
My next one is I probably should have started out with because everybody knows this is how this whole segment came about, is Michael Keaton. How can the guy not be on this list? He is just amazing. Everything he touches, I love. From the Batman movies to Mr. Mom to Beetlejuice. He was even a villain in the newer Spider-Man movie, Homecoming, that came out what last year. And did you ever see the movie Founder? It's about
No.
how McDonald's was founded.
Oh boy. It
Oh boy, what?
doesn't sound very interesting.
It's not, I mean, it's not a documentary, but it's based off of that's what they do. They it's about oh, what's his name? Ray that founded McDonald's. Ray Kroc that founded McDonald's. And it's about how he ended up founding McDonald's. And he is played by Michael Keaton, and he just does a superb job in that. I don't believe I've seen a Michael Keaton movie that I have not liked. So that's my
Good to
number
know.
two.
All right. My number three will be Amy Poehler
Oh, okay.
because I like just about everything she's in as well. And especially Parks and Rec, which is probably my favorite TV show. Actually, my favorite episode of any TV show is in Parks and Rec. And it's the flu season one. And I watched it this week because I was like, it's my favorite episode. It'll cheer me up. And how relatable can you get? So
Did it work?
it did. So part of my flu symptoms is like an unstoppable cough, obviously. And I was laughing so hard and coughing so hard at the same time. Like it was so hard to watch, but it was still really good.
Good.
I
So you actually have two comedians on your list.
do.
At least two so far.
Yeah.
All
So
right.
then, number three for you.
Number three for me, played alongside Al Pacino in Scarface as his girlfriend slash wife. She played a teacher in an urban environment, the white teacher in the urban environment. She played an Ant-Man and the Wasp. She's been in lots of different things. She's also been Catwoman. She is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, I forgot how much you like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, she is such a good actress. There's been a lot of things she's done where I look at it, I'm like, that has no interest to me. I'm not going to watch that movie. But the movies that she's done that I actually have seen because I was interested in seeing them, I've thought she was great in all of them. You know, not a Michelle Pfeiffer fan.
I have nothing against her or her acting. I just don't really like anything she's in. Yeah.
You ever see the Russia House with her and Sean Connery?
No.
Oh, alrighty.
I've actually never, and I'm assuming Sean Connery is your next one, but I've never actually seen anything Sean Connery has been in either.
Really? You've never seen a Sean Connery movie?
I don't believe so, no. Which I'm surprised you've never made me watch anything, Sean Connery. I think you tried to make me watch The Rock once.
That is his best modern movie, The Rock. That's great.
Yeah, I didn't end up watching it.
All right. You're number four.
Okay. So, like I said, I couldn't think of anybody who I'd want to put on this list. And then I like started thinking of the first three. And then I'm like, there are a lot of actors that I like, but I don't know who I'd want to put on a mountain. So I thought of the first three, but then I was like, I don't know who else. Like, I really like Johnny Depp, or I really like. So what I did was I went with the whole theme of I have my funny guy who's going to bring comedy to the whole mountain and make them all smile so that they look their best when people take pictures of the mountain. And then I have my serious guy who's like gets down to business, James McAvoy, and then I've got my funny girl who also takes charge and is very organized because I picture her as Leslie Knope all the time. And belongs in a park, duh.
I didn't
So
put
then
that together.
I was like, I need somebody who's gonna like protect the mountain. I mean, James McAvoy can kind of do that, but I need somebody who's like super tough and can protect the mountain and make sure that nobody vandalizes it and keeps my faces safe. So I picked. Who better to do that than Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot? So Gal Gadot is my fourth.
Nice. How funny is it? As the very second you said Wonder Woman herself, immediately I'm thinking Linda Carter? Really? I didn't think you would pick her. Hey,
No, I'm not that old.
my daughter knows Linda Carter. Both my daughters, they watch that Wonder
That's
Woman show all
because
the
you're
time.
old. Because you're old and you have them watch it.
No, because they like Wonder Woman, and there's nothing else Wonder Woman that they can watch at their age, so.
Well, they can watch the DC Superhero Girls.
Yeah, they watch that too.
See?
But I figured they're not putting a cartoon on the mountain, so.
No.
So Gal Gadot, okay, cool.
Yep, she's
You
my
could
fourth.
very interesting list because you have someone known as a comedian, not just like comedy movies, but actually a comedian.
Right.
You have well, then you got McAvoy, who's an actor. And then you have a TV, someone that's known for TV. Usually, you
And
think Matt Ro
movies.
Well, yeah, but she's known for TV, like Saturday Night
Yeah.
Live and Parks and Rec. Usually, you have like you're thinking Mount Rushmore. I don't know, for some reason, like for like me, I didn't think anybody TV. I just everything that came in was all straight movies.
Yeah.
And then your fourth one is someone who's known for just one role so far. So very interesting. I like it.
Thanks.
Welcome.
I like to keep a diverse mountain. That's not actually very diverse at all. I mean, I guess two of them aren't from this country, so that's a little diverse, right?
Who else is it? That McAvoy isn't?
McAvoy, yeah. He's
McAvoy.
from Scotland.
Never heard of that place. Where?
I don't know that for sure.
What did he say?
Scotland. I think he's from Scotland.
All right, I guess that brings me to my fourth person. And it's pretty funny because I had my six, and then last minute I forgot. I did not narrow it down to four. So real quick, I had to narrow it down to four before the show. And as I was talking about one of my actors, it made me think of I actually even mentioned him, I thought of another actor, which wasn't even on my top six list. So then I had to decide, do I take somebody off and put him on it? So that's what I'm doing here.
Oh,
Like you
last
thought,
minute changes.
yeah, like you thought, I did have Sean Connery as one of the Mount Rushmore guys, but I've taken him off. I'm sorry, Sean. I love you, but
Well, apparently not enough.
I had to. If I make a second Mount Rushmore, you're on it. But I mentioned this guy, and I was like, "Wow, how did I not think about him?" Val Kilmer is on my Mount Rushmore.
Oh
Val Kilmer is am amazing. Oh gosh, he is so good. Yeah, he's not the very best when it comes to picking a script, picking a movie to do. Because he's done some stinker movies, let me tell you. But when he
seriously?
picks the right movie, oh gosh, he could just bring that character out and make it so good. One example is in Tombstone. You probably haven't seen Tombstone, but I know our brother has seen Tombstone, and that's where I fell in love with Val Kilmer. He played Doc Holliday, and he was
Oh,
just
do you
so
have a man
amazing.
crush?
Yeah, I mean, I
Is he
like.
your man crush?
No, we already said probably Michael Keaton would have to be my man crush.
Well, you can have more than one.
Oh, okay. But yeah, Tombstone, he was great in playing Doc Holliday. And then after I saw that, I saw The Saint. Have you seen The Saint?
No.
Oh, he plays. It's like an espionage role for him. So he plays a secret agent, and he has to play. I haven't seen it in a while. I should watch it again. He has to play probably at least six different characters in that movie, where he does makeup or puts like a wig on or like plastic face that they that like sticks to your skin, like those real professional ones, like they do in Mission Impossible or something. And he pulls it off so amazing. You could not tell that that was the same actor playing all those different parts. And yeah, so he's done that. He's done Willow and he's done Heat. He played it. He was a good Batman in Batman Forever. However, the movie wasn't written very well. But if only he had a good script, he would have been a good Batman.
Our brother would be so proud of you because you have two Batmans on your on your three people that have been in Batman movies.
Yeah. And I definitely now have three people that have been in mafia movies because Val Kilmer was in Heat, which starred Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Val Kilmer.
Oh boy. You're such a weirdo.
There's a lot of people out there that like mafia movies. That's why they do so well.
I feel like that's not been true in the past couple years.
Well, there haven't been any good ones coming out recently. I couldn't even tell you the last good one that came out.
Right. Well, because
The
people
last,
don't like them anymore.
well, the last, the that, well, because they're not coming out with good ones. The last good thing that came out was Sopranos on TV, which did amazing.
Because how many times can you write a mafia movie and it be different?
A lot.
No, you can't.
Well, that's a wrap for our Mount Rushmore. Go ahead, give your four again one more time.
Robin Williams, James McAvoy, Amy Poehler, and Gal Gadot.
All right. And I have Michelle Pfeiffer, Val Kilmer, Al Pacino, and Michael Keaton. Let's see if this segue works good or not, and see if any of these people have a birthday in IMD Birthdays.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Whoop whoop! Whose birthday is it?
Well, we just have a few that I'm going to talk about today, and by a few, I mean just two, three. So the first one I'm going to mention, because you mentioned the leeway, is it's actually Sean Connery's birthday, so you just dissed him on his birthday.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Sean.
And I'm kidding, it's not. I just thought it'd be really funny if but really, it's Junior's birthday. What? Where has he been? That's the question.
I don't think anybody's seen him since the Scooby-Doo movies.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was in those. That's super funny. And the second birthday is one of our little brother's favorites, which he'll probably kill me for saying, but James Van Der Bleek from Dawson's Creek.
Are you serious? I don't think I knew that.
It's not really, but I make fun of him because a couple of times I caught him watching it, but I think it was really just probably on the TV and he wasn't watching it, but who knows? Maybe he really secretly did like Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, whether it's on TV or not, you don't watch that.
Hey, you liked Katie Holmes.
I
Wasn't she
never
in it?
liked her, no.
I thought you did.
No, I d despise her.
Well, that's not very nice. You don't even know her.
Oh, it's nice to like somebody if you don't know them, but not despise them if you don't know them.
Yes, because you should love everybody.
Okay. I love her, but I despise her at the
I guess I'll take
same
it.
time.
Boy. And lastly, it is Alison Becker's birthday. And Alison Becker is best known for me, as Wendy from Parks and Rec. She's like the journalist on Parks and Rec that like makes all the articles. Because that's what Oh man.
I can't say I remember her.
Oh well, she's very def offended. Not defended. She's very offended, but I'll defend her.
I'm offending everybody, apparently.
You are offending everybody. Man, bad day for you. Those are our birthdays.
Yay!
Happy
Happy
birthday!
birthday, everybody. And now let's move it on to the box office hits. Here is our top 10 for last week's box office. Number 10, Happy Death Day to You, bringing in $2.4 million. Number 9, What Men Want, $2.7 million. Number 8, Greta, $4.4 million, which just opened last week. Not a very good showing. Number 7, Isn't It Romantic, $4.5 million. Right above is Green Book at number 6 with 4.5 million as well. Number 5, Fighting With My Family, 4.6 million. Breaking off a little bit from the 4 millions, number 4 is The Lego Movie 2, the second part, with 6.6 million. The battle at the top, number 3 goes to Alita, Battle Angel, with $7.2 million. Bringing in 72 million so far in its first 3 weeks. Then we got our top two. Do you have a guess at which movie won first place?
What is it between Train Your Dragon
and Tyler Perry's Medina Family Funeral.
Oh my gosh. I don't. Go ahead.
Number two goes to Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, $27 million. Which means number one was How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, with $30 million. And I ask, how does Tyler Perry still bring in money with these Madea Family movies?
Maybe because it's the last one and everybody's like, finally, we'll go see it just because it's the last one. I don't know.
I mean, I've been at movie theaters where people have walked by and I like, actually this picture, they saw this picture hanging for the movie that a couple months ago. And there were multiple people that walked by and saw that and were all had the same sentiment pretty much. Ugh. Another one of his movies? Another Madea Family movie? I've seen others, but I'm not seeing these anymore. I'm done.
But, like, also, how many times have you heard people say something like that and then they go see it anyway?
None that I can count.
Really? Yeah. I have.
Do you have a specific not example like of a movie?
Well, I don't know. Like,
with... You don't have to. I just was wondering if you, how
detailed. I've heard people say that about like the Avenger movies. I've heard people say that about like lots of things that have sequels.
Oh gosh, I've never heard about the Avenger movies. All I hear is everybody talk about how great and wonderful they are. They're just whatever, the bee's knees.
I knew that's what you were gonna say. I was waiting. I didn't want to put it into your mouth. I knew that was the phrase you were going to use.
I was actually going to say it sooner, but I couldn't remember it. I was going to say cat something. I was like, I don't think it's a cat something. I know. I think it's a bee.
I knew that's what you were looking for, and I was going to give it to you, but I was like, nope, just hold on to it, Danielle. Just hold on to it. Oh, man.
So speaking of...
people say a bunch of things.
Well, speaking of Avenger movies, we have Captain Marvel is the big movie and only big release coming out this weekend. Budgeted at $152 million. It is a Marvel movie about Carol Danvers, who is Captain Marvel. So if you're old school and you're thinking Captain Marvel is Shazam, that is not this movie. Shazam comes out next month. So this is Marvel's first... lead female movie. It's supposed to hit it pretty big and make tons of money. We'll see how it does. Before I go on, I forgot to ask you, did you see any movies recently?
I did. I went to see How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Okay. And what did you think? Was it worth the $30 million it made last weekend?
It was very disappointing. I love how, like, we talked about this last week. It is probably at least in my top three favorite kids' movies.
Oh, wow.
And I was just, and number two didn't disappoint, and number three just was immensely disappointing. So I was very sad.
And what was it? I mean, I'm guessing it's not the acting. Was it the story? I'm guessing?
It was horrible acting. No, it wasn't the acting. It was...
Well, you figure it could be acting, which it's animated, so it's probably not that, and it has the same voice actors as before for the most part. You figure it could be the 3D if you saw it in 3D, but you saw the other two in 3D, I think, right? And you said the 3D was good on those, so this should be the same.
Right.
So it's got to be the story.
It was, they threw a lot of cliche things in there. And there were not a lot of things that didn't make sense, but a lot of things that weren't pieced, like they just magically pieced together, like they weren't explained. I don't know. It was very, I mean, maybe, I bet kids will love it, but for an adult, where the first two were very well written and pieced together. This one was not.
Okay. So not as adult friendly.
I guess. I mean, it wasn't like super kiddish, but it was like...
Well, storyline wise, it wasn't...
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, adults need more connections.
It was a basic, you know, basic storyline for kids.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Captain Marvel, you planning on seeing Captain Marvel?
No.
Whoa, really?
Really?
You're what, about 50-50 on the Marvel movies, huh? You see about half of them?
Yeah, I don't like the Avenger movies. But I go see them. I don't go see them. That's not correct. I haven't gone to see any of them. That's a lie. I haven't seen any of the Avengers in the theaters. And the only Marvel one I saw in the theater, I believe, is Black Panther. But it's not because it's Marvel. It's because she seems like a mix between Superman and Captain America, and I don't like either of those superheroes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, alien, right? So.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
No, that she is, so. And they actually... I might
stop seeing it if it comes, like... Well, it won't come on Netflix because Disney's got their own streaming thing now. So I'll probably never see it.
There's a question. Are you going to end up getting, you know, diving off the deep end here? You think you might end up getting the Disney Netflix, or from the sound of it, no?
Probably not. Probably not. Not unless I really think it's worth it.
Right.
Because I'm a kid, so let's face it, any kid movie that I want to see, I'll probably rent or go to the movie theater, so I don't.
And you don't have interest in having the whole Disney library of everything that they've made?
No. Honestly, though, I feel like Disney is, never mind. I was going to say Disney is pretty much well matched with DreamWorks now, but then they did just come out with Trader Dragon 3, so DreamWorks is on a downhill slope again.
I mean, Disney's such a powerhouse. You can't really say that that DreamWorks matches them, but DreamWorks has really raised the bar. They're getting closer.
I mean, they've got really, like, a lot of movies that I like are DreamWorks, like How to Train Your Dragon 1 and 2, Rise of the Guardians. I don't know if you've ever seen that. That's a really good movie.
No, I haven't seen that.
And Kung Fu Panda.
Is that the one with all the different, like, the Tooth Fairy and all that?
Yes.
Okay. What would you consider that any specific holiday movie?
I wouldn't, because everybody's in it. The Easter Bunny's in it. It takes place during Easter, but it doesn't. But it's also like during the winter, and Santa Claus is in it, and it's the whole movie is based off of Jack Frost, so. I wouldn't.
Well, I've never seen it, so maybe I'll get it for the kids and we'll watch it this Easter.
Yeah. It's a really good movie. It might be a tiny bit scary, but it's really good.
Okay.
I feel like all kids' movies have scary moments in them.
They do. All right, and Netflix has two movies coming out themselves. We have Walk, Ride, Rodeo. Based on the true story of Amberly Snyder, who was a nationally ranked barrel racer, type of like a horse racer. And so she was driving one day to a rodeo and she had her map out. She looks down at her map to make sure she's going to the right place just for a split second, looks back up, and she was starting to head into the other lane. There's a beam on the other lane, like a railing. So she swerves to get back into her own lane, but swerves too hard and ends up hitting a pothole, I guess, and flips her car. She goes off the road there and flips her car. She gets thrown from her car and she becomes paralyzed from the waist down. And so this is one of those movies that, embellishes a little bit on her story, of course. But it's one of those, here she was a big star. Now she's paralyzed, but she wants to come back and ride horses again and competitively. And so this is her struggle and her fight to be able to do that. So it has all the ups and downs that these movies typically have. This movie stars Spencer Locke and Missy Pyle, who I'm not sure I know them from anything. I'm not sure if you do or not.
I do not.
All right. You interested in that movie?
I mean, it sounds interesting, but I probably won't watch it.
Right. Doesn't sound bad, but yeah, you won't see it.
Maybe if I'm stuck at home for a week and I have nothing to do and I'm stuck on my couch and can't even move.
Have you been watching lots of movies this week?
So many movies. Only for the last 2 days. The first 2 days, I did nothing but sleep. I moved from my couch to my bed and slept the entire day. Well, tried to sleep the entire day.
Yeah. No, that sucks.
But I've never taken off so much time in my life. Like, not for vacation, not for sick days, for nothing. I've never had so much time off work.
Well, hopefully you'll go back next week rejuvenated.
I hope so. Anyway, second movie.
Second movie coming out for Netflix is Juanita. It's about this this mother who has grown kids, and she's just getting tired of her job and getting tired of her life, or she doesn't get much time off. It looks like, I think she's a nurse. And when she does get a day off, she's stuck with her grandkid because her daughter just leaves her there and says, "Hey, I'm going out." And, you know, she's, no, this is my one day off. I want to do something for me. "No, sorry, Mom, I'm going out. Watch her. Bye." And just walks out and leaves. And so she decides that she's going to take a trip. She looks at a map, picks out a place to go to. She goes up for a bus ticket to Butte, and the lady clearly tells her it's not Butte, it's Butte. So, and it's about her journey. I guess she's going to go to a lot of different places, but she seems like she ends up falling in love with somebody there. And so it's kind of like a, romantic comedy drama, I guess I would call it, from what I can tell from the trailer. But look, it looks interesting. I'm not sure I will see it. I don't have time to see many things, but it does look interesting for people out there that it sounds interesting too.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about me. I'd have to watch a trailer.
Yeah, it's definitely one you have to see the trailer of to get a little bit more of the full picture of it. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
That's a wrap on the movie segment. Let's move on to word or story. Here we go. Number one, research.
Oh, I love research. I like to do research papers, or I used to when I had to. I don't have any particular story, but
research papers. You enjoy research papers?
Did. I liked doing papers in general.
Yikes. Okay, number two.
Just really like school.
What a dork. Number two. Kid.
So I guess the first thing I think of is that I work with kids. And so I'll give you a little story. When I went to the doctor because I was sick this week, anytime I'm sick, if I have to go to the doctor, my first question after I find out what's wrong, my first question is always, I work with kids. Am I allowed to be around them? And so I turned, I looked at my doctor and I was like, so I work with kids. And as soon as the word kids came out of my mouth, he like shook his head. He was like, he was like, no, you won't be for a while. I thought that was funny.
All right. Number three, sleepover.
I haven't had a sleepover with your girls in a while. That's what it makes me think of. I want to sleep over with your girls, but not for a while because I'm not allowed to be around them. I'm just kidding. Starting Sunday, I am. So.
Well, we just all went through it, so we should be good.
So you're the culprits.
Actually, I didn't, but my wife and my one daughter did.
And so they gave it to me.
Everybody's pretty much had it. It's been this past like month, everybody's gotten it that I know of.
Well, nobody I know of. You guys are the only ones, which means you guys gave it to me.
Our dad had it too.
When did he have it, though?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
Way to be rude. So rude.
Number four, free.
For my family. Free or three?
Free.
Like F-R-E-E?
Yes. Not like one, free. Not one, two, free.
I don't know. I don't know what I think of.
Oh, gosh. Your mind's just blank right now.
Well, no, like, I think of things, but I don't know what I think of, and then the longer I think of other stupid little things. Like, now I have that stupid free-falling song stuck in my head. I hate that song.
Tom Petty?
Yes.
What? That's a great song.
That's a terrible song.
Oh, my goodness. So if anybody out there ever wants to stump Danielle when you see her out and about, just say free. And keep on walking.
I'll probably be like, no, I cost a lot, thank you.
Number five, California.
Oh, well, now it makes me think of the girls that got lost.
Okay. Well, hopefully that'll change soon. I don't know what to, but it's happy they got found.
They did get found, and they were so smart. Because girls are awesome. Bet you if it was two boys, they would have died. That was so mean. Oh my gosh. I should have made it. I'm sick with the flu. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh boy, sexist much?
Probably would have thought it was granola bars.
All right, movie challenge.
They would have kept walking because they were like, I bet you I can find the way home.
They wouldn't have known they were lost. They would have been busy playing cops and robbers or something in the woods.
Oh, man.
Movie challenge coming up at the end of the month. I have to watch Life of the Party, and Danielle has to watch Idiocracy. And other than that, you could reach me on Twitter at SupermanRoy12. You can email us at siblingjabber@outlook.com. You can visit us at anchor.fm/siblingjabber. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. But most importantly, best of all, leave us a review on whatever app you use to listen to this silly show. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Roy.
What's the last purchase you made?
Flu medicine.
I should have seen that one coming.
Tell me if it was worth it. Or ask me. I mean, don't tell me. I already know the answer.
I was going to say, I'm not sure. Was it worth it?
No, it wasn't.
It's not doing anything, or it was too expensive?
No, I mean, it was expensive for me because I'm cheap, but it made me so nauseous that the doctor told me, just if I'm so nauseous, just stop taking it and let the flu run its course anyway.
You got to decide what symptom do you want more or least.
I stopped taking it.
All right. Well, everybody, that's a wrap on this show. We'll talk to you next week. I had a lot of fun as usual. I hope you did too.
I did. I apologize for all the coughing I did.
Nah, you're fine. People can suck it up and listen. Yeah, they got to get to the good parts.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. I'm Roy.
Danielle.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I heard you say.